I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. We begin today in Gaza, where the Palestinian Bible Society bookshop has finally reopened after a five-week-long closure. Open Doors Ministries' Jerry Dykstra says the temporary interruption in this partner's work came in response to unknown militants' threats to bomb the building.
There still is a threat to bomb the building because it's the only store in Gaza there that really helps Christians with materials. It's so discouraging for Christians, minority that live there, that does close or it is bombed, that they will be further marginalized.
Next, throughout the former Soviet Union, ongoing changes in government have also impacted the spiritual climate. Russian Ministry's Sergei Rahuba recognizes this as an opportunity for the church to shine. Through their School Without Walls training program, a new generation of young leaders is being equipped for ministry.
We have to train young generation leaders, those ones who are open to take new tools and new ideas and continue spreading the gospel.
Rahuba says equipping new leaders is crucial to the future of the church in Russia, and that's why the School Without Walls is a strategic ministry. Pray for ongoing funding and resource needs. And Africa Inland Mission is offering a new way to look at the world of missions. Their Adopt a People program encourages participants to embrace an unreached people group. Their job is to pray for them until a viable, maturing church is established. AIM provides specific information to help pray effectively. Sometimes a group that initially committed to pray for an unreached people sends individuals as missionaries to their adopted group. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN is now offering you a free copy of evangelist Sammy Tippett's book called God's Secret Agent, Real Stories of His Work in Closed Countries. Call 1-800-995-4828. You can also request a copy at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.